nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I struggled finding yung calling. Why am I cooking? Why am I in the restaurant scene? And I always try to escape. And nung nasa industry na ako and nag-start ako mag-create ng dishes, though it's not a purist Filipino dishes, pero I found more than promoting it to Filipino people na I'm cooking Filipino food outside of the country, I want to show them to the world. Filipino food is my calling. So doon nagre-revolve ngayon yung aking purpose every day. Kung why am I pushing, you know, in the industry.
Mahaba at marami ang journey ng chef na si Morris Danzen Katanghal. Mula sa pagiging tagaluto sa bahay, pagtatrabaho sa multimedia technology, pagiging photographer at kahit singer. Nahanap ni Chef Morris ang kanyang sarili sa kusina sa pagluluto ng pagkaing Pinoy.
13-14, nabulag yung father ko. And wala, by that time, nasa abroad sila mama, yung kapatid ko, and walang ibang magluluto or magte-take responsibility for my family, for my younger brother. So ako yung naging nanay-tatay kasi bulag ka siya eh. So ako yung nagluto, and from availability of ingredients, doon lang ako nag-create ng mga dishes and for everyday cooking and lunch and dinner and all that. And then from there, parang yun yung naging point na I was unconsciously trained, you know, on creating dishes. Tapos I started out with fast foods kasi kailangan ko ng alam mo yun, earn to make some money, no, for the fam. So yun, after that nag-pursue ako ng as a personal chef to Cambodia without any experience. Try lang, parang ganun. Tapos 1 year, sabi ko, ayoko na.
Bakit?
Kasi ang hirap eh. Ang hirap maging chef. Tapos sobrang haba ng mga, work hour. Tapos walang day off most of the time. Walang holidays, walang ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, ayoko nitong trabaho na to. Tapos bumalik ako ng Pilipinas. Nag-aaral ako ng multimedia technology. So, kasi ang first love ko talaga is arts. So, wala akong pambayad ng fine arts. So, multimedia technology na lang. Sabi ko, a good computer and photo camera will do. So, tinapos ko yun. And then, nangailangan yung sister ko ng kakanta sa banda. So, kasi ako nag-aaral ako, nagbabanda ako sa atin to support my study. And then, sabi ko, okay, it's a great opportunity to go to China, save some money, come back home, create my own studio for photography and videography. Tapos, hindi nangyari yun, syempre. nagkaroon ng girlfriend, nagpakasal sa Italy. Pagdating sa Italy, walang work for multimedia, nahirapan ako maghanap for singer and this and that. The only thing that I had was meron silang restaurant, yung in-laws. Ako yung nag-take over, tsaka yung asawa ko. And from there, it was so boring. I didn't like what I was doing kasi I was cooking Sicilian, Italian food. Tapos, doon ako nagsabi na if you want me to take over the restaurant, I want to incorporate my culture, which is Filipino and Filipino. And then, nag-fusion ko yung Filipino and Italian. And that's the time the calling na, oh, I love what I'm doing, you know, which is cooking. So, doon na nag-start yung career as a chef. Ayun, nanalo ako ng competition sa Italy with Gino Da Campo and Fred. I supposed to go to work for Gino Da Campo in London. Pero, nagkaroon ng pandemic and Brexit. And nag-struggle kami as a restaurant. So walang other way. we closed down the restaurant, we've decided, I've decided to try to find opportunity. And then, may isang nailangan sa Australia, sa Melbourne ng chef. So, I tried it, and that's why I'm here now in Australia.
So, Philippines, Italy, tapos ngayon nasa Australia ka. So, what kept you going? Dami mong journey eh. Haba ng journey mo coming to Australia.
Dami ng journey, hindi mahaba yung
Madami.
On the next day, construction worker. Pero sa akin, that at this point, I wanna do something for the industry. I know I wanna mark, you know, the industry with what I'm doing, and for, of course, I'm doing this for my kids. Kasi, oh, next time pag malalaki na sila, oh, my dad did this and that, you know, parang meron silang some inspiration to ano. Parang to idolize, no? I want to be like him as well when I, you know. And yung sa pag-push through, I think yung iba-iba lang ng hard day. Like yung experience ko before, like eating one time a day. Yun yung the hardest part, di ba? So pag medyo may bad day ako na parang sobrang bad day today na ayoko na. Isipin ko yung bad na yun na hindi ako makain sa bad ko ngayon.
Like
na,
you've had worse.
Yeah, I've had worse. Parang, okay, sige, kasi meron ako mga prizes na nakukuha with what I'm doing sa hardships, eh, di ba? Parang may good consequences to it. So, pag inisip ko yung hard ko before, oh, I prefer now, you know, like, suck it up, embrace it, and yeah, just go, you know?
So, why is it so important to advocate for our cuisine?
Kasi for me, as what I've said, I struggled finding my, yung calling. Why am I cooking? Why am I in the restaurant scene? And I always try to escape. And nung nasa industry na ako and nag-start ako mag-create ng dishes. Though it's not a purist ano, Filipino dishes. Pero I found more than promoting it to Filipino people na I'm cooking Filipino food outside of the country. I want to show them to the world. And the best way that I thought of doing it is Sicily has one of the best produce that I know, like the fish, the tomatoes, you know, the leaves, the vegetables and all that. So why can't I replace some of the produce that hindi ko pwedeng mahanap sa Sicily with their ingredient and even uplift or amplify our flavors, you know? But still, you know, I'm being careful about how do I recreate one dish. So, ang iniisip ko is, kailangan yung soul ng dish ay nandun pa din. Parang pag kinain mo siya, it's still Filipino. There are some, you know, mga Italian flavor or ingredient na incorporated. Pero just uplift the dish and all that. And syempre, by doing it, I'm promoting Filipino cuisine in a global scene na, and which is I'm doing it to inspire more people na we have to be proud of our cuisine because it's not just the food and it's our tradition, it's us, it's we're trying to
the talent,
you know, and it's us, you know, the food on the plate is it's our culture, it's our childhood, you know. So I'm trying to tell the world that I'm very proud of our cuisine, and so us, we have to be proud of our culture, and most of all to inspire more aspiring chefs to, you know, to really push the boundaries and not just, you know, to cook for money, but we can be more than that. We can be everything is possible, you know.
So speaking of bringing Filipino food to the world, so what do you want the world to know about our cuisine?
For me, most of all, yung kultura natin ang gusto kong i-share sa kanila on the story behind one dish. Kung bakit ba siya nag-exist, kung ano ba yung story behind that ingredient, why are we using it? And we as a Filipino, how do we dine as a family or in our everyday lives, you know. And kung yun yung matutunan ng mga ibang tao na hindi nakakakilala sa atin, and then the food will follow, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yung identity muna ng mga Filipino yung kailangan nilang malaman. Who are Filipinos? The downside. Ito, real talk to. We're very competitive.
I think that's a good side.
We're not united, you know.
Oh,
kaya
yeah.
Kaya nahihirapan tayo. Okay, so our identity and Filipino food. Filipinos are not united. Kasi there's crab mentality, whether we like it or not. We cannot always sugarcoat everything that this and that. Pero, yan. Kasi pag, if 10 people are shouting, we are Filipinos, what if kung yung
11?
What if yung 10 million Filipinos or whatsoever around the world are shouting, we are Filipinos as one? Diba? It will make it will create a very big impact globally.
As a final word, what does Filipino food represent in your life?
Siguro, Filipino food is my calling. So, doon nagre-revolve ngayon yung aking purpose every day. Kung why am I pushing, you know, in the industry.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.